Treasury Management half-yearly report. We have Joe Thistlewood here, ready and eager to tell us all. Off you go, Joe.
Just to present the half-yearly progress report on performance against the Treasury Management Strategy, which was approved as part of the budget-setting process for 2018-19. Members will note we're currently performing within the strategy. All of our targets are met, including performance against operating engine indicators. Given that interest rates continue to be low, despite the recent 0.25% increase, we are making some significant savings against borrowing costs, which are contributing towards the council's outturn and will be reevaluated as part of the project review process currently being undertaken. In terms of future development, there is a new format treasury management strategy which will be required for the 2019-20 budget setting process in line with revised guidance from CIPFA and MHCRG. The Treasury Management Strategy is broadened to include a capital strategy, a slightly wider scope of the Treasury Management Strategy, including investments, and a new statement called a non-Treasury Investment Strategy, which covers regeneration activities and commercial investment properties that we've spoken about earlier. And we're also in the process of revising our treasury management practices, which set out how we actually operate within the bounds of the treasury management strategy. All of those documents will be presented to the February Audit Committee for ongoing recommendations to the full council as part of the budget setting process. Members are receiving the report, and I'm happy to take any questions that you may have.
Are there any questions, please? Really, just to do with again looking into the crystal ball, how do you feel that interest rates will move for the rest of this year and for next year?
I personally have absolutely no idea, but our treasury management advisors are in close, are anticipating that there will be another 2 potential 0.25% increases during the next 12 months. So taking us up to 1.25%, I think their prediction is around September 19 will be at 1.25%.
And have you incorporated those rates in the budget?
Yes, indeed, yeah, they're factored in.
But you hope that you will still have the opportunity to borrow more cheaply, say, from the other local authorities?
We anticipate that our strategy will continue to be borrowing short-term from other local authorities, as we mentioned, but we will be factoring in a future replacement, so any new borrowing within the next 18 to 24 months, we're anticipating being done through EWRB long-term borrowing. But again, that obviously is subject to the rates going up. If the rates continue to be low and low for the longer, then we'll reiterate our current practice of borrowing short term.
And when you say longer term, do you have any idea what sort of length of borrowing would be?
The most recent long term borrowing
we undertook
was 25 years.
Oh, that's an answer, isn't it?
Chris was trying to get your attention.
Chris, sorry.
The force clear is succinct.
Thank you very much. Seconded it. Can we vote on that, please? So that is noted. Thank you very much, Joe.